This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Thank Ama Mamachin. Date of birth, May the 20th, 1961. Case ID number is 677-1495. Date of exam, November the 16th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from XO Physical Therapy, dated 3/22/22. Identifying information, this is a 62-year-old married female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of right hip joint disease with right artificial hip joint arthroplasty performed. Number two, diabetes mellitus type 2 with retinopathy. Number three, hyperlipidemia. And number four, hypertension with chronic kidney disease. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was July of 2022, where she worked as a nurse for 17 years at Rio Grande Regional Hospital. At the present time, she lives in a house with her husband, who is retired, and they are both living on Social Security benefits at this time. The claimant states that when she did work, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, right hip joint disease with right artificial hip joint replacement with arthroplasty. The claimant states that in 2008, she was having problems with degenerative joint disease of her right hip. The claimant went on to have a total hip arthroplasty performed in June of 2008 with fair results. However, in 2022, she started to have problems with inflammation of the right hip, and two aspirations were performed from the right hip area, which were negative and only indicated inflammation. No other surgeries were performed at that time. She was diagnosed with degenerative joint disease of the right hip with total hip arthroplasty performed in June of 2008. She denies any fractures or any other surgeries, and no injections have been given for inflammation. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels every morning. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 2 hours, climb two flights of stairs with the rail, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. Her physician is Dr. George Satyajara, that's S-A-T-H-U-J-A-R-A-J. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time and is presently taking Tylenol 650 milligrams. TID, PRN is needed for pain, which does give her relief. She states the only physical activity she does is walking a little bit and doing housework. Her daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and walking around her home. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus type 2. The claimant states that in 2020 she was diagnosed with diabetes mellitus. Her symptoms include polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, but no weight loss. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, neuropathy, or cardiovascular disease. She does state that she suffers from nephropathy secondary to proteinuria, but states that her renal function is normal at this time. She was diagnosed with a creatinine of 16, which was borderline, and was diagnosed with chronic kidney disease secondary to a mild elevated albumin in her urine. The claimant checks her blood glucose 3 times per week and states that it usually comes out between 110 to 160 milligrams / DL. She did check it this morning, and it was 109 milligrams / DL. She is presently on metformin, 500 milligrams QAM, and 1,000 milligrams QHS. The claimant does not recall what her last hemoglobin A1C was. Allegation number 3, hyperlipidemia. The claimant states that in 2020, she was started on rosuvastatin, 10 milligrams QD. She states her lipid levels are normal at this time. She denies any cerebral vascular accident, myocardial infarction, or peripheral vascular disease at this time. Her condition appears to be well controlled. Allegation number 4, hypertension with chronic kidney disease. The claimant states that in 2022, she was having occipital headaches with blurred vision. She denies any chest pain or shortness of breath. She also denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident. She does have some mild nephropathy with mild albumin in her urine. Her last creatinine was 16.0, which is borderline. Her blood pressure today was 134 over 85 mmHg, which is normal. She is presently taking losartan hydrochloride, 25 milligrams QD, and appears to be well controlled. Family history. Father died at the age of 93 from pneumonia. She does have a brother and sister with diabetes mellitus. Her mother died at the age of 91, also from pneumonia. Medications, Tylenol, 650 milligrams. TID, PRN is needed for pain. Vitamin D3, 5,000 international units, 1 POQD. Omega-3, 1,000 milligram capsule, BID. Rosuvastatin calcium, 10 milligrams POQD. The claimant states that actually she only takes it 4 times a week. Losartan potassium, 25 milligrams QHS. Metformin hydrochloride, 500 milligrams QAM and 1,000 milligrams QHS. Medical problems, hypertension, mild chronic kidney disease, diabetes mellitus type 2, hyperlipidemia, major surgery, C-section times 1, right hip replacement, arthroplasty with 2 right hip aspirations, secondary to inflammation, but no infection. The right hip arthroplasty was performed in June of 2008, and the aspirations were performed in 2022. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit, weight 147 pounds, height 5 feet, 2.5 inches tall, BP 134 over 85 mmHg, heart rate 84 beats per minute, respiration 15 respirations per minute, BMI 27, oxygen saturation is 99%. General, this is a 62-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/50. Pinhole is 20. Pinhole was 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25, and corrected is 20/25. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant, gait was slow, steady, and symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the right hip. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the right upper and left extremities and the left lower extremity. The claimant did have decreased range of motion of the right hip area. Straight leg raise in the sitting position was 90 degrees. And in the supine position, it was 20 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees with slight decrease in flexion of the right knee at 130 degrees. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on her left side, but was unable to stand on the right side, and was unable to hop on both feet. Assistive devices. She requires no assistive devices. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but a few muscle spasms noted of the right lower extremity coming from the hip area. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas, except for the right lower extremity, which it was +3/5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the right hip area secondary to degenerative joint disease of the right femoral area, which was treated with total hip arthroplasty. The claimant hears. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue of the right lower extremity. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which was corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some minor limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to right hip degenerative joint disease with mild inflammation, which has been treated with a right-sided total hip arthroplasty. Probable diagnoses. Number one, right hip arthroplasty of the femoral bone dash mild decrease range of motion and tenderness with history of a fusion which has been aspirated twice but with no signs of infection. Her condition at this time is stable and she is able to ambulate. Number two, diabetes mellitus type 2 with retinopathy. The claimant is a non-insulin dependent diabetic. Her blood glucose levels appear to be stable, and she probably has a very good hemoglobin A1C of 6.5. At this time, she has not been treated for retinopathy, and her physical exam appears to be normal for retinopathy. Allegation number three, hyperlipidemia, being treated at this time and appears to be well controlled as per claimant. Number four, hypertension with chronic kidney disease. The claimant has a creatinine of 16, which is borderline. She was diagnosed with mild chronic kidney disease secondary to albumin found in her urine. Her blood pressure at this visit was 134 over 85 mmHg, which is normal. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Thank Ama Mamachin.